Obedience to the ruler of the time is necessary. He went on to state, I shall not become your imam until you affirm complete obedience to Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu and declare that you will accept his orders. Upon this, the people promised that they would show complete obedience to him in the future and accept his orders. It was only then that Abu Musa al-Ashri radiallahu anhu led them in prayer. Similarly, Hazrat Abu Musa radiallahu anhu told them, Hearken, I have heard the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, At a time when people are under an imam, anyone who rises up to create discord among them and to scatter their community should be executed, whoever he may be. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has not stipulated the condition of the imam being equitable. In other words, you cannot say that Hazrat Usman is not just. For even if this is accepted as being true, your action is still unwarranted because the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has not stipulated the condition of justice. Instead, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has merely stated that there should be a ruler over the people. These were the views of those people who had spent their entire lives in the service of Islam and who had heard the teachings of Islam directly from the lips of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Moreover, they had received an attestation of approval by acting upon these teachings in his presence. What to talk of praying behind these rebels? They did not even desire to become their imam in prayer and consider them liable for capital punishment. Can it be said about such people that they were a part of the conflict in the era of Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu, or that Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu and his governors were usurping the rights of the citizens? Similarly, in light of these events, can it be accepted that these rebels were creating disorder on their behalf? Of course not. In fact, this rebel party was bent upon creating disorder out of its jealousy towards the community of companions, and these people hid their heartfelt views. Their real objective was the destruction of the Islamic government, and this objective could not be achieved without moving Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu aside. Not catching on to their deception, certain ignorant or faithless Muslims joined them as well, either out of their selfishness or simplicity.